Police Academy is your source for the no apologies, no spin truth about all things police. Discussions about why cops do what they do, avoiding speeding tickets, or just how to stay alive can all be found right here. No questions out of bounds, no topic too sensitive. This is Police Academy. Do you understand
the words that are coming out of my mouth? What we're dealing with here, littering air, is a complete lack of respect for the law.
And smoking the reefer.
Call the dust pop.
We live in a society of laws.
Dust pop?
Yeah. No, that's not real.
This thing of weed.
Takes one solid weekend of training to get that bag.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Police Academy podcast. This is a trigger warning episode. What is a trigger warning episode? Well, these are incident analysis podcasts and YouTube videos. The reason I'm doing them this way is not so that I can create more individual shows and make it look like I'm working harder than I am. Really, it's about making it easier for me to respond to these events quickly and get content out there that people are looking for and make it easier for you to find. You know, if I do an episode and I cover three different shootings in that episode, then it's harder for you to find what you're looking for, and then you've got to listen to a bunch of other stuff you weren't looking for. So I'm going to just look at individual incidents during these episodes. A lot of times these are going to be shootings, hence the trigger warning name. Also, if you are into the whole safe spaces trigger warning stuff, trigger warning, I'm probably going to say something that you don't like. This first episode is on the John Crawford shooting. This is not a current event anymore, but Mikey sent me a message on Facebook long ago, and it turned up in my junk folder, and I found it well after he sent it, and I had to apologize initially for my late response. And Mikey, I apologize again, because even after I got your message, it just took me way too long to get to this. So I'm so sorry. But let's do this. The John Crawford video. There was a call about an individual, young black male, John Crawford, in, I believe it was a Walmart. And the caller, a civilian in the store, was basically stating that there's this individual in here pointing a rifle at people. So this is an active shooter type call. The police respond, and you can see the officer coming into the store with an assault rifle, probably an AR-15. That's the most common one in law enforcement. The officer comes in the store, rifles kind of up to his shoulder. He's looking for threats. That's totally normal in an active shooter type situation. The issue I have with this video, and you know, I'm going to get some hate from the law enforcement side because I'll be seen as armchair quarterbacking. I'm not armchair quarterbacking. I wasn't there. I'm not in a position to say, you know, what this officer was feeling and all of the things that he was sensing as he came into the store. I'm just trying to give people some understanding of, you know, what officers are actually trained to do and whether or not this was seems reasonable. The first thing I'll point out is that as officers are arriving at the scene of an incident like this, especially an active shooter, they should be assessing the scene actively. You're not just relying on what your dispatcher tells you. You should be looking for signs and signals as to what is going on. You know, you get sent to a robbery alarm, a panic button to a gas station. It happens all the time. The clerk might accidentally push the button. The officer arrives to a possible burglary in progress. And the first thing you do is you pull up somewhere where the suspects, if they're there, can't see you, and you assess the scene. You watch the customers coming in and out of the store. Are they acting normal? Are people running out of the store with their hands in the air and jumping into the bushes? You know, does it look like a robbery is in progress? That's the first thing that you do when you arrive. So you're constantly looking for signs to either dispel the suspicion that something bad is happening or to confirm it and respond to that appropriately. In this case, no one's acting at least as far as we can tell, like something bad is happening. The officers obviously aren't hearing gunshots because no one is shooting. So right there, they should be questioning, not debunking what the dispatcher said. You're not going to just assume because you don't hear gunshots and no one's freaking out that someone isn't about to begin shooting. But you should really be questioning, you know, is this truly an active shooter at this point? Because nothing points to that looking at it as you walk into the store. Now, the next thing that I really have an issue with is the officers kind of round the corner of this aisle, and John Crawford is standing there. He's kind of swinging the rifle in his right hand. He's on his phone, and he's just standing there swinging it, and it's down at his side, and he kind of swings it up to about, you know, 45 degrees from pointed straight down and back. He's just swinging it back and forth. You know, maybe as the officer rounds the corner at first glance, he sees the rifle swinging up and thinks, oh my gosh, he's about to shoulder this rifle and shoot somebody. But from the angle the officers are at, I don't think they could see what John Crawford was looking at. And if the officer who shot him slowed down for a second, he would have seen that he was simply swinging this rifle down at his side. To me, looking at this video, the correct response, a better response for sure, would have been to give verbal commands, you know, at gunpoint. You're ready to respond with deadly force immediately, but give him some verbal commands. Assess the suspect, assess the situation. You would see that he's not pointing the gun at anybody. He's actually on his cell phone, and start giving verbal commands and deal with it from there. Yes, you're taking a risk if it truly is going to be an active shooter that, well, now he knows the police are here and he's going to respond. But that's part of police work. That's the risk you take when you sign up. John wasn't pointing the gun at anybody when the police showed up, and he was shot pretty much instantly. I completely understand the outrage that's around this incident, because this was a mistake. It may have been an honest mistake, but in my opinion, what the officer did here was not good police work. He made a mistake. I think he was probably a little bit too hyped up, and was too aggressive in this situation. I don't think there's really a reasonable argument against that. That's pretty much it. That's my simple take on it. I'm not saying that the officer murdered John Crawford. People need to make a distinction between human error, which is going to happen and always will. You know, I hear this conversation, and I'm involved with this conversation all the time about, you know, we need to train police officers better. Things need to change from the top down, et cetera, so on and so forth. And the implication is that if we train people better, no one will ever be killed that shouldn't be killed by the police, right? So the only time the police are shooting and killing someone is when they are actually trying to kill an officer or someone else. And that's an incorrect assumption. That's bad thinking, because the reality is that human beings are not perfect in their decision-making process, especially under stress and time constraints. No matter how well-trained you are, you're going to make mistakes. And we have to allow for that. That's why the law is written such as it is when it comes to deadly force. You know, the standard is, was it reasonable? Was it objectively reasonable for an officer to take the action they did in with what they knew at that moment? You know, if you can put yourselves in that officer's shoes with the same training experience and knowledge that they had at the moment, was that action reasonable? Now, this may have not been necessarily a justified shooting. It doesn't make it murder. It means that the officer made a mistake. Murder would require the officer to have the intent to kill someone unjustly. That is what murder is. It may be manslaughter. It could be a lesser charge, but it doesn't make it murder. It could be. Maybe the officer said, "Ha, this is my chance to kill a young black man. I don't see anything that points to that. Nothing about this officer that I know of points to that he had this racial animosity. Much more likely that it was just a mistake, but a distinction there has to be made and is missed so often by the media and the Twitter sphere, etc. So there you have it. That is my take on the John Crawford shooting. And as I was editing this, I noticed I was saying John Stocky. Stocky's a different incident that I am going to deal with here soon, but we're talking about John Crawford here. That is your first trigger warning episode. Alrighty then, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this one. I will have more hopefully coming out possibly at the same time. I'm not delaying release of these because, as I said earlier, I'm way far behind on this stuff already. So these ones I'll put out as I record them. And then as future current events happen that you guys ask me about, that's a key phrase, ask me. Because if you don't ask me, I might miss it. A lot of times people send me messages on Twitter or Facebook about incidents that I didn't really key into because, quite honestly, I'm a busy person. I just started a new business. I've got my hands full, so I'm not sitting on Twitter all day looking for police-related events. I need your guys' help to find these things that people are talking about and interested in finding truth on so that I can hopefully provide that as well as I can. So keep asking me to look at these incidents and provide content on them, and I will do my best. Thank you guys for listening. I will see you next time. As always, do good, be strong, fear nothing.